from the Lakeside Newsroom of the Henrico Citizen, your hometown news source since 2001. This is the Henrico News Minute with publisher Tom Lapis.
TSA officials at Richmond International Airport save the life of a man, and a new Hall of Fame exhibit coming to Henrico. We'll tell you about those stories and more in today's Henrico News Minute. It's Tuesday, April 25th, 2023, and it's brought to you today by Henrico County.
And now for the news.
Well, it's still under construction in Glen Allen, but the Henrico Sports and Events Center has landed its first exhibit. The Virginia Sports Hall of Fame announced that the center will host the first regional exhibit of the Hall of Fame to highlight accomplishments and contributions of athletes, coaches, media representatives, and others in sport throughout the state. The permanent exhibit will open in the spring of 2024, a few months after the center opens. And it initially will feature the Hall of Fame's class of 2024, as well as previous inductees with connections to Central Virginia. The plans were announced Saturday night as the Hall inducted its 2023 class in Virginia Beach. Henrico Sports and Entertainment Authority Executive Director Dennis Bickmeyer credited Tom Yeager, a part-time consultant for the authority who also serves on the Hall of Fame's Board of Directors, with helping to bring about the partnership. Yeager himself was inducted into the Hall in 2019. He served 31 years as Commissioner of the CAA, which is headquartered in Henrico. And officials at Richmond International Airport are crediting two TSA officers with helping to save the life of a pilot recently. The officers were in the middle of a security operation when they noticed a pilot collapse. He had suffered cardiac arrest. Officer Nigel Allen and lead TSA officer Trenard Collier ran to help immediately. Allen went to the pilot's side, called for assistance, and began performing first aid. He sprinted down a hallway to retrieve an automated external defibrillator. The pilot is now recovering. Allen has served TSA in Richmond for 4 years. He's currently a senior at VCU. Some recognition for a longtime Science Museum of Virginia volunteer who's also from Henrico County. Beth Robbins was awarded the Director's Award at SMV's annual Volunteer Appreciation Dinner. Robbins has been volunteering at the Science Museum since October 2013. She's accrued approximately 1,300 volunteer hours. Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden held a free community day for nature and healing over the weekend, designed to honor the memory of Jonah Holland, a garden team member and cyclist who was killed last August when she was struck by a car while cycling in Verina. The event also included a class taught by Project Yoga Richmond and a performance by Holy River. Donations to nonprofits aligning with Holland's interests in cycling, yoga, and the environment were collected at the event. Well, last week, the 5th Annual Dominion Energy Charity Classic Community Invitational was held at the Country Club of Virginia's James River course. Raised more than $156,000 for First Tee of Greater Richmond. The money will help First Tee, which aims to impact the lives of local youngsters through programs in and out of school, as well as community partnerships. The event included 29 foursomes of corporate and community partners playing on the same course as October's PGA Tour Champions event. And the Henricopolis Soil and Water Conservation District hosted a celebration last week to honor winners of the Conservation Poster Contest and also to recognize volunteers and partners for their efforts. The event was held at the Eastern Henrico Recreation Center after a two-year pandemic hiatus. The theme for the poster contest was Healthy Soil, Healthy Life. Winners included students from Twin Hickory Elementary and Rivers Edge Elementary, as well as Pemberton Elementary and Tuckahoe Middle School. Students from Verina High School, Deep Run High School, and the Maggie Walker Governor School also took home awards. You can read about all of them right now on our website, henricocitizen.com. Today's Henrico News Minute has been brought to you by Henrico County. Henrico County is now hiring You can visit henrico.us/jobs to view a complete list of all opportunities, full and part-time, that are currently available. Learn more about Henrico's commitment to its employees and the Henrico way, and find out why employees like Henrico Police Logistics Asset Manager Kristen Gaines say, quote, "Henrico feels like my home. It really is my family. I can't imagine doing anything else." That's henrico.us/jobs.